Here's GOC and Ratch.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, Josh Inkrell, our executive producer tonight. It's a Friday night at Lumen Christi as the Titans go for another unbeaten regular season here against Battle Creek Penfield, a team, Tom, that at one time they had a run of just some tremendous football. They had Kanishkinick over there. I think it was Tim that was coaching.
Nick.
And, boy, they put together some great teams. I know they scared Lumen a few times.
Remember going over there in the cornfield over at Penfield?
Yeah.
And that was a heck of a...
Those were good games.
That was a heck of a game. And
not tonight, though.
Those were battles. Yeah, Penfield's been on the skids the last couple of years. They're down to... They just have one win on the season. They beat Lakewood on opening night. 28-22, good game, but in week two, it was Northwest's first win of the season and first win in the league as Northwest beat Penfield, and then it just hasn't been good the rest of the way for these kids. And, you know, they've had a good, solid program for all those many years, and I don't know, it was because Nick left. Nick Kanishkinick was a wonderful coach, former Titan coach, as a matter of fact. He had done a great job for a good many number of years, and whether he saw the writing on the wall or what have you, maybe it was just time to retire. But since then, they've kind of hit the skids over at Penfield.
Mike Cloth here has taken over at Penfield, and they just have, we're just watching him out here in the pregame, Tom, very limited roster. They only had... You know, you take your linemen down into the end zone and do their own drills. I think they had eight linemen.
Yeah, I think I counted 28 kids that were dressed, and that's really not very many for a school that's got an enrollment of 714. They're
right.
Class B.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to watch sometimes, but we're not going to apologize tonight. The Titans do have a 30-game winning streak, and, of course, Herb doesn't want to talk about that, and he's on the verge. You know, Herb's on the verge also of, he's now the fourth all-time leading coach in the state of Michigan in victories, and he's only just a handful behind third place, and that would be Tom Mack of Detroit Catholic Central. I think Herb is seven behind him. Herb's got 363 wins, and I believe Mack has 370. So that's very attainable early in...
Next year.
Next season. Actually... Because they do not play next week, you know, they're going to get one tonight and hopefully five in the playoffs, which is an ambitious goal, but that would give him six more, and you could tie him up in that opening game next year against Kalamazoo
United. How's that number, 363? Is that amazing?
That's incredible. With only 80 losses. You look at some of the other records of those guys. Tom Mack had 370 wins with 94 losses. Now, the leader is it's John Harrington of Farmington Hills Harrison, and that's a whole different stratosphere over there. Harrington has 443 wins with 118 losses. That's very nice winning percentage. Second place is the legendary Al Fracassa, from Birmingham Brother Rice, and he started at Royal Oak Shrine. And Al had 430 wins with 117 losses. So that 80 losses to me, that 363 and 80, that's just absolutely incredible percentage.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, Herb just turned 70, I think, this week.
Correct.
And he looks, what, about 54?
He acts...
34.
Yeah,
but
no. He's in great shape. I spoke with him yesterday, and he's still fit as a fiddle. Hits a golf ball an absolute mile. He's out here. His two of his three sons are coaching here with him, which gives him the opportunity to maybe get a little more burst of enthusiasm. This team has been good for him this year. The Titans are 7-0. It's been a little bit of a challenge. I mean, they haven't had a clock runner all year, if you can believe that. They've had some very close games. They've had some nice wins. That opening win against Kalamazoo United was one of the highlights of the season for me anyway.
Well, I think it's fair to say this is a good team, not a great Lumen team.
Right. But they hang in there. They're tough up front. They had some good games with Western and then Coldwater. So and then Marshall
beat themselves.
Yeah, and it's what they do what they usually do, and that's win these good close games.
Take a 3-minute break here in our pregame. We get set for Lumen Penfield on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lumen Christie won the toss tonight, and they deferred, so they will kick off to Penfield here as we get started. Beautiful setting here in the woods. Behind, I'm surprised there's not more fall color.
I guess
we're about 2 weeks away from that.
I think the fall color comes from peak. When the trees are trying to get moisture. We've had so much rain the past few weeks that the trees have gotten moisture and they're not shedding their leaves to get so. But it is a beautiful night for football and a great setting here at the James C. Crowley Memorial Field.
Lumen at 7-0. 6-0 in the league. Here's the run back, and pretty good play on the kick team. Therefore, the Titans. That was Cody Holtnick.
Ribbon dancer on the stop for the Titans.
And he's knocked down right at the 20-yard line.
So a good job by the Titans. Kickoff team, I believe Griffin Dancer made the tackle, and that sets up first and 10 for the Panthers of Penfield back at their own 20.
Ryan Peterson is the quarterback. Now, in the past, you'd see a lot of double handoffs and a lot of fullback traps. They're running out of a gun right now, a short gun. From the 20-yard line, we'll check the Lumen defense as we roll through here. Peterson back to throw it, flings it out here, and it's incomplete. Good hit right at the as the ball arrived out there by.
Well, that was Jack Kelly on the defense. Sean Gardner was the intended receiver, and
it just took too long to get there, Tom.
It took too long to do everything. It's the first play of the game. They took an absolute eternity at the line of scrimmage to get that play run.
Second down and 10. And Peterson out of that short gun. He's got one running back. He's slotted. Gets the ball in the handoff and gets a couple yards out to the 23.
One of the linebackers came up and made the tackle. It was either Simpson or Dalton.
Gabe Scott, the lone running back, picked up a couple.
They gave the tackle to Jelani Harbor. The big tackle transferred from San Antonio, Texas.
They grow him big in Texas. He's a big boy. Third down and 6. So far, 4-yard pickup for Scott. And on third, Peterson going to throw it. And no prayer there. They tried a long out. Even if you complete the pass, it's for 2 yards and no first down. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That's a Mark D'Antonio pass right there. Need 6, you throw for 2.
It appears the Titans are still in that man-to-man defense. They really don't have a safety, kind of daring Penfield to run. And
Sean Gardner back to kick.
Cole Simpson back for the Titans, a single back.
Oh, and this one's popped straight up. And let's see which way it rolls. It rolls sideways. That is a 9-yard kick, no return.
So the Titans will take over first and 10 after that 3-and punt by Penfield. First and 10 from the Penfield 35-yard line. The last thing Panthers needed to do.
Yeah, that was about as ugly a kick as we've seen all year.
Was give Lumen Christie a short field.
And the Titans in business here with Brendan Wilson. Teach out in motion. Pitch to plate. He gets just a couple, maybe three. Down to the... they'll put him at the 32. Pickup of three, second down and seven. Putman, Papirski, Hart, Smith, Harbor up front.
Ross Jerva and Caleb Boyce check in, replacing Teachout and I think Simpson.
Lone running back is plate. Tight end in motion, gets a block down. That'll be a penalty. Plate is drilled at the 25-yard line.
Tackle made by Brendan Dalloway of the Panthers.
A little late entry on the pile there by Papirski, but this will be brought back. Was it Saunders?
I think so, probably on that hook block on the outside. It's always
got his arm out.
Yeah, it's always the outside guys that get caught. You can pretty much get away with it in the interior line.
Holding against the Titans.
And you can use your hands so much anymore nowadays, it's kind of become a wrestling match.
And they'll march this back to the 45-yard line. So a spot foul, it turns out to be about a 13-yard penalty. And the Titans have a second down here in 20. They move from your left to your right on your WKHM dial. Here's plate at the 40. Almost broke away. That's a great tackle by Haltnick.
Yeah, Cody Haltnick with a touchdown saving tackle, because right there plate had shifted and he planted and he was going to break to the left to the away from the play against the grain, and Haltnick grabbed a hold of him and brought him down.
That's what makes plate so dangerous. He can feel defenders, Tom, and plant that foot, cut back the other way, and he almost got out the back door there.
So a real nice play by Haltnick for Penfield sets up a third down and 14 for the Titans at their at the Penfield 39.
Third and 14. We're just underway. 9 minutes to go here in the first. No score. Penfield did nothing with their first possession. Wilson, little stop pass to Kelly. Breaks a tackle and down the sideline. Got a first down. He's all the way down to the 21-yard line.
Wilson hit Jack Kelly in the right flat, and then Caleb Boyce, who was the right split end, was able to make a very nice block, and that freed Jack Kelly right up that sideline.
Nice job by Kelly. That play looked like nothing, and Kelly got to the sideline. He did have to step out of one tackle. And then good speed down the sideline for the first down on third and about 13. So the Titans get a first down, 21-yard line. Fake to plate. Wilson throws a dropped. Cole flat drop there.
Ross Jerva, right on his hands.
Yeah, you got to catch those. Perfect throw by Wilson.
Titans might have gotten away with one there. The right guard flinched just prior to the snap, but the official let it go. Two tight ends and a balanced line. Power eye right for the Titans. I didn't see any personnel change. Nope, they're going wide. Bushinski wide to the left. Jack Kelly wide to the right.
Second down and 10. Give to Teach out. There he goes. Blows right up the middle all the way down to the 10. He's about a half yard short of a first down.
Yeah, fullback trap at 6. The right guard pulled left, and that was real good blocking up front by those kids again.
Oh, they give him a first down. Wow.
A terrific offensive line for Lumen Christie and a great short yardage runner in Johnny Teach out.
Very kind spot there. Just outside the 10 and first down. Titans could get a first without a touchdown. Probably not, though, because Teachout runs right over people into the end zone. Touchdown, Lumen Christie. 10-and-a-half-yarder for Johnny Teachout. He mowed over his own man. He mowed over the Penfield player and was not to be denied as he gets into the end zone.
I think that I don't even think they trap blocked that. I think that was right up the gut. They had him wide with a wide receiver to the left and the right, so it kind of opened things up a little bit. But Teach out, 11-yard touchdown run to give the Titans a 6-0 lead.
The kick, extra point, is good. Salazar on the extra point, 7-0. Quick 30 break. We're right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's the Titan kick. Run back. Out to the 34-yard line, just the low kind of squibbing kick. Brought back about 15 yards from the 20 to the 34. So we'll say from the 19 to the 34. And a first down Penfield. Gabriel Scott is their running back. He's a junior at 170. They don't have but a handful of seniors on this entire roster. A lot of juniors, couple sophomores starting.
Well, you know, one of the freshmen from Lumen Christi, they got called off. Ralph Golden made the tackle on that.
There's that double handoff, and they dropped the ball. Lumen's got it. Titans recover. Boy, they had a good play going with that double handoff to Haltnick.
And Haltnick is a good player. We saw him make a couple of nice tackles defensively, but I think he got a little bit of a little bit of footsteps he could hear as Cole Simpson was approaching him very quickly. So yeah. They drop it, and it's the Titans ball, first and 10, with a 7-0 lead early in the game. And Titans got the ball, first and 10, at their own 30.
Haltnick had a lot of room. Somebody stuck their arm out, but he might have just dropped it.
And I should say at the Penfield 30.
At the Penfield 30. Fake to play. Wilson throws. Wide open. 20, 15, 10. Teachout is drilled. Out of bounds, 10-yard line. Pickup of 20. Love that pass to the fullback.
Yeah, it's hard to cover. It's hard to cover because the linebackers have to freeze. You really have to play your position in order to cover those backs out of the backfield.
Goal to go here for Lumen following the turnover and the 20-yard pass to the fullback. Big Dalton Hart out over the football. Teach out. Dropped it. Lumen recovers. I think it was plate. Wow. Ugly exchange there between Wilson and Teachout. And that ball laid there for a while before plate was able to cover it. And they gained a yard. 9-yard line for Lumen. They're up 7-0 here early. And Wilson up has Kelly and Boyce split. Gives to plate. That's a touchdown. Too easy.
Yeah, another trap play over at six. Right guard Tommy Putman pulled to the left and absolutely drilled that defensive tackle. And, boy, they were able to run that pretty much untouched. 9 yards for the score. That was played on the score, correct?
It was.
And with 7:23 to go in the first quarter, it's Lumen Christi 13 and Penfield nothing.
And Walker Plate could have ran 400 yards with that one. They weren't touching him. Kick is up and good. Salazar won't miss one yet. 14-0, 7:23 to go in the first. We'll be back in a half minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's the low kick. Picked up by Penfield. They fumble it, and Lumen's got it back.
I think the freshman, Ralph Golden, hit him and knocked the ball away. So the Titans are playing a bunch of young kids here tonight, too. And that's two straight plays Golden made on the kickoff team. And he had that thing. He hit him and just got a hand on it, and that ball bounced free. So with 7:19 to go in the first quarter, it's Lumen Christi 14, Penfield nothing, and the Titans take over first and 10 at the Penfield 33.
Brendan Wilson, the senior at QB. Two tight ends. Back to throw, down the middle. And that is caught or intercepted. It's caught! What a catch at the 10. Matt Saunders took it away from the defender. Fantastic coverage by Holtnick.
It was. You know, Ross Jerva was pretty much untouched down that left hash, and he threw it to Saunders down the right. And Holtnick was there, and another Penfield player came over the top. But Wilson got him the ball, and Saunders went up and made a really nice catch.
9 yard line. First and goal, Lumen Christi. Send Bashinsky wide left. Give it to Teachout. And he's at the five. He's driving. He's being shoved by the offensive line all the way to the two.
Yeah, Keegan Smith and those guys. Dalton Hart, the big center, really kind of propelled him forward. Just behind another trap block again, just at the four hole. Of course, the Titans are well known for developing offensive line under now under line coach Dan Horn, and they move those kids all over the place.
Power eye, Walker plate, tries to jump over the top, did not get there. He'll be at the one.
Yeah, that was an unbalanced formation where the left tackle flops over to the right. That's pretty good blocking up front. I don't know if plate got to the blocking or not. Kind of went a little bit left of where I think he was designed to go.
Ball's at the one. Teach out. That should be a touchdown. And it is. Johnny Teach out. And it is 20-0. Still 5.5 to go here in the first quarter.
Well, the Titans have just scored three touchdowns in 3 minutes.
That was quick.
Yeah.
And that's what turnovers will do for you, especially when you fumble the kickoff. Extra point coming up for Salazar out of the Kelly hold. Twenty-nothing Lumen, and we're barely halfway through the first quarter. Good kick by Salazar. 21-0. 30 break right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Titans scored a couple minutes ago, and then two turnovers, two more quick touchdowns, 21-0.
Thanks, Chad Gregory. Top of the first, Houston 1, Yankees nothing.
Meltdown in the Bronx.
Oh.
Here's the run back, 20, 25, 30. Last man. That was Salazar, saved a touchdown. That was Hultnick, who was shot like a cannon right up the middle, and Salazar made a textbook tackle there to save a touchdown.
Yeah, you don't often see the kicker be able to do that. He's the safety man, and he was exactly where he was supposed to be and made a nice tackle on Hultnick as he got the ball all the way up now to their own 49-yard line.
Peterson and Scott in the backfield, first down, 49-yard line. Scott tries to turn the corner. He cuts back, and Keegan Smith grabs him from behind and disposes of him on the carpet at the 49. The other 49. 2 yards.
I long for the days when Penfield showed up with two tight ends in a straight T. If they're just going to run the ball, why would you run it like this with a spread offense and your running backs are in a two-point stance and you can't get any momentum?
There's the double handoff. Good yardage by Hultnick down inside the 45-yard line. He got about 4 yards there. They've run that forever, but they just invented that fullback trap. They ran that with so much success for so many years. They always
in the old days, out of the straight tee. Yeah, absolutely.
Third and let's call it four.
And you could count on it. If you had a lousy night like last week in the rain and the mud, you could count on it. Dig it out.
Ryan Peterson. Going to throw it. He's hit. And that ball is short. He had a man out there, but Peterson got knocked on his wallet.
Yeah, the Titans had two kids, one from the right and one from the left.
Wally Gilbert was in there. Penfield will go for it here on fourth down.
Yeah, Gilbert came from the middle. It was, I think, Ben LaFleur and might be Cole Simpson came from the other side.
Yeah, why kick when you kick it 9 yards? Fourth down and four.
Timeout, Penfield.
And Penfield takes a timeout. And we'll take a timeout. Quick break, 30, break right back on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Fourth down here for Penfield, fourth and four at the Lumen 45-yard line. Titans already up 21-0. We have 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Double handoff. Got the first down into the secondary. Hultnick is really quick, and he's down inside the 35 to the 34.
So a little positive. A little positive momentum here for Penfield. Lumen Christi leads 21-0, 3:57 to go in the first quarter.
Cody Hultnick, 6'1", 150. Good player, very quick. And he ran away from some people on that one. Here's Peterson throwing deep, and there's nobody there for Penfield. Kelly back with the coverage for Lumen. Gardner, the intended receiver, that was nowhere near him. Second down and 10, 34-yard line. Third Three and a half to go, first quarter on 970, 101.5 FM. They're flashing some plays in from the sidelines. Peterson hands off to Clark. He's going to be drubbed in the backfield, about six Titans.
First one was Keegan Smith.
Nobody blocks Smith. He got in the backfield right away. Tom?
DJ LeMahieu leads off the top of the bottom of the first for the Yanks against Verlander and hits a home run, and it's tied at one. What a pickup LeMahieu was. Former Michigan High School Player of the Year out of Birmingham, Brother Rice.
Will they re-sign him? That's the question. Third and 15 here.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
Get the checkbook out. Peterson back to throw. Rush on down the middle. Incomplete. Tried to hit Hulknick right down the middle. Little seam pass there. And Riley Aker back with pretty decent coverage there for Lumen. And it is fourth and 15.
Fourth and 15 for Penfield.
Poor Peterson was looking at about five jerseys coming at him, and they were green. And they're going to go for it here on fourth and 15. Peterson flips one out here, caught for a yard. I'm not a math major, but fourth and 14, when you throw for a yard, you're not going to get a first down.
Well, you can run after you catch it.
I understand that.
Jack Kelly had a pass that was thrown behind the line of scrimmage, and he got a 25-yard run out of it.
True. He got knocked down after a yard, though.
I'm more concerned about, is that fog rolling in, or do they burn leaves out here, Craig, in Summit Township? Can you burn leaves? Yeah.
Big hit here on Teachout.
I think we were here a couple years ago, and they were burning leaves, and, you know, you start breathing that. That really isn't a good, and it's too bad because this is such a perfect, beautiful setting to play. Remember the old Withington Stadium when the wholesome Way Bakery was back there on Carr Street?
Yeah.
We're getting ready to play, and we're warming up, and you're nervous anyway, and you could just smell that baking bread waft across. It was only about 200 yards away. Oh, that was quite a memory.
And the caramel corn from Charlie's Popcorn
Bingo.
Stand. Ooh, big hit here. That was Boyce who got it out to the 46.
Andrew Holben on the stop for Penfield.
Third and a yard here for the Titans.
Boyce does a nice job, caught the ball there with both hands and made a nice run after the catch. He's used primarily as a blocker as he is a split end. He does a nice job blocking downfield.
Teach out, not much. He might have got it, but if he did, he barely did. He only got a yard. They only needed a yard.
Big old 77, Jackson Boyd was at the bottom of the pile for Penfield.
And they give Lumen a first down.
Jackson Boyd on the stop for Penfield.
Less than a minute to go here in the quarter. Big games in the area tonight. And Jackson High over at Pinckney tonight. Both teams 5-2. Big game for Western tonight at historic Marshall. Wilson long count. And too long as Big Keegan Smith was a little antsy there and jumped out of his stance, and that'll cost him five.
Yeah.
This Tom, this is a good tune-up for Wilson. You're going to have some games that are going to be difficult, and he's going to have to make some plays, and you better practice them tonight.
Well, and going on two or three in that long count, and I don't even know if they were going to snap the ball there, as we're going to have the time run out here in the first quarter.
Get the snap off. Wilson rolls, looks. And that was an ugly throw. Intended for Kelly. It was nowhere near him, and that ends the quarter. Mercifully for Penfield. Lumen 21, Penfield nothing after one. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Walker Plate breaking away on 2nd and 15. He runs it all the way down to the 25-yard line of Penfield. That's around 35 yards and a first down for the Titans at the Penfield 25. Just underway here in the second quarter on WKHM 21-0, Lumen Christie. Wilson, long count again. Rolls right, plenty of time, throws and caught. That's Saunders this time, and he's down the sideline, hit hard inside the 10. That'll be a first down and goal to go. Lumen Christie, they'll spot him at the, must have stepped out at the 9.
He was hit pretty good there by Hoban. A couple of the Penfield kids can hit. It's obviously 21-0 early in the second quarter. Lumen Christie with the lead. They're doing what they can. We've got a final in already in the Interstate 8 up at Hastings. Northwest got beat by Hastings. It was Hastings 62, Northwest 42.
Football.
And yes, because of the Eastern Equine Encephalitis scare, they did play at either 4:30 or 5 o'clock. I think the Western game was also played earlier, Western at Marshall, so we'll get a score on that here shortly.
Johnny Teachout lugs one down to, the 3-yard line. Goal to go for Lumen at the 3. I formation this time. Teachout again, and he didn't get there. He got maybe a yard to the 2. And a 3rd and goal from the 2-yard line. All Lumen here tonight as they go for their 8th win. They're not playing next week. So that would wrap up a 8-0 regular season. Interstate 8 title. Coldwater's a game behind, and they are hosting Harper Creek tonight. 2-yard line. Pitch to plate and count it. He is standing up in the back of the end zone. Walker Plate on the toss sweep, 2 yards. Almost impossible to stop. Nothing. Salazar out for the extra point. Strike up the band here on Spring Arbor Road. Snap, good. Kick up. Good. 28-0. Lumen Christie. 10 to go here in the first half. back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Here's the run back on the kick. This time didn't go very far.
Gabriel Scott with the return.
That was Gabe Scott, who ran it back about 10 yards to the 25. Lumen 28-0. Again, we had a basketball score in that Mountie game. Hastings 62, Northwest 42. Final.
Yeah, in a final in, Western has beaten Marshall 14-13.
Wow.
A touchdown with 3 seconds left.
How about that? Huge win for Western. And they have hapless Adrian next week. So they should finish 7-2. That might well mean a home game of some sort. Haltnick on the carry, and he lost a yard.
Brody Dalton on the stop.
Saunders was there. Gilbert was there.
Lost about a yard. Second and 11.
So provided, of course, if Coldwater beats Harper Creek tonight, and they probably will, that'll keep Western in third place in the Interstate 8. Lumen Christi is going to win it. Coldwater will be second. Now Lumen Christi will be third, and Marshall is knocked down to fourth. Western and Marshall were tied going into this game.
Second down 11, full house in the backfield. Ooh. Let's say not a lot of running room there, but the running back squeezed through for a couple. Charles Chuck Weaver.
You ready for some rugged Cascades action?
Yes.
After the first quarter out at Hanover, it's Hanover Horton 21, Vandercook Lake nothing. And at the end of the first quarter at Grass Lake, it's Grass Lake 13, Manchester nothing.
We have another timeout here. By the way, we have the baseball game right now on ESPN 101.9 FM. If you prefer a little baseball, and Justin Verlander getting hammered, Tom.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks just hit a three-run home run. So LeMahieu leads off with a home run, and then Hicks with a three-run homer, and the Yanks lead Houston 4-1, and there's still two outs in the bottom of the first.
In that game down the hall on ESPN 101.9 FM.
Of course, after Hicks hit the home run, there was one out, and who's up next? Gary Sanchez, and we are 600 miles away, and you know exactly what Sanchez did. He struck out swinging, and I will go back, we'll look at the film. I'll bet you anything that ball bounced.
No. Third down and 8 here for the Penn men. And they're down 28-0. What shall they do here on third? Oh, they have a new quarterback in. Luke Davis, their wide receiver. And they run a draw. Haltnick is loose. They'll never catch him. 30, 20, 10, touchdown. Little draw play, 72 yards, Cody Haltnick. Wow, that was a bolt. Haltnick has some wheels, and he got into that secondary, and nobody.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a pretty good player.
Fast. As I just mentioned, he's 6'1", 150. He's a strider. So, Penfield stuns the audience here, and they're on the board. It's 28-6, 8.5 to go here in the first half. Extra point with Weaver. And that hit the bar. Are you kidding me? That hit the goalpost. Let's take a break. 28-6. Back in 30 seconds. Lumen leads on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back after that 72-yard bolt of lightning by the crafty Cody Holtnick. He is a junior, by the way. He almost broke that kick return for a touchdown. Salazar saved that one, but nobody was saving that. Just a really a straight draw play. Here's the onside kick. That ball is loose. It looks like Lumen came up with it, I think. Jerva was watching it bounce around there for a while. Almost got himself in trouble. Came up with it. 44-yard line, so short field here for the Titans. And they lead 28-6. Wilson, there's that stop pass caught. Good tackle. Griffin Dancer on the catch. He got about 3 yards. And a nice play up out of the secondary. Michigan Penn State tomorrow night on WKHM, 7:30 kick.
The other game in the Interstate 8 right now, Coldwater has taken an early 7-0 lead against Harper Creek. We mentioned earlier Northwest got beat. Hastings beat Northwest 62-42. And Western blocked a punt in the last minute, scored a touchdown to win over Marshall 14-13.
Here's Walker Plate. He's about a yard short of a first down. Hanover's just scored again, Tom. 28-0. 9 to go in the first half. And Addison jumping all over Napoleon. Addison will win the Rugged Cascades with the win over Napoleon. They lead 24-10. That game is still in the first quarter with a minute to go. Teach out on third and one, and he looks like he got a first down. He did. They'll give it to him, but not much. I will give Penfield credit. They've kind of tightened up right in the middle.
Yeah,
a little bit.
You know, they're long and lean. They're not. They took that opening kickoff. They were back at their 20. They couldn't get anything going, and they just kept giving Lumen Christi a short field.
First down, 45. Wilson, there's that stop pass caught. Bashinsky cuts into the middle. He has about 8 or 9 yards.
Pretty sure-handed receiver, Caden Bashinsky, the transfer from Vandercook Lake, was able to catch that stand-up pass, and he got down to the Titan 37. Pretty good little run after the catch. Gain of 8, sets up second and 2.
Boy, Luminous got a lot of mileage on that play this year. That's really turned into their favorite pass play.
Yeah, it's a good way to get the ball to the outside quickly.
And get 5 or 6 or 7. Power eye. Pitch to Plate. Plate runs away. He cuts back. He's in the middle. He's still loose. He has a first down. 27-yard line before he is bent backwards. I don't know what Coach Brogan's game plan is, but
yeah,
just watching Plate there, I would hate to see him get nicked up in a game like this.
I thought he either attacked that gingerly or just something. Yeah, this would be the time to.
He got bent back there awkwardly. Yeah. First down. Cole Simpson. 25-20, 15, the 10, 5. Dives for the pylon. Give it to him. Touchdown, Lumen.
Cole Simpson.
Late signal. I think we only have four officials here. Oh, the fifth one showed up. That was nice of him. But that guy was late down the sideline. That guy's not actually a sprinter over there, that official. He needed oxygen chasing that play. Extra point, always critical at this stage of the game. Huge point, up and good. 35-6, Lumen Christi. Time out of town? Anything?
I'm just trying to figure out what happened at the end of that Western Marshall game. Again, Western blocked a punt with a minute to go. Was able to, and remember, Tyler Pape didn't play.
Right,
so
he's been injured.
Right, it was Wheeler and Landon Raskowski had played quarterback for most of the game, and they were able to move the ball down, and Nolan Wheeler hit Landon French on a touchdown with 3 seconds to go, and they evidently made the extra point to beat Marshall 14-13. So that wraps up third place in the league for Western, unless, of course, this evening Coldwater loses. They've got an early 7-0 lead against Harper Creek.
Salazar squibs one down. The return is out over the 30, 35, 36.
Scott on the return for the Panthers. Connor Fitzpatrick on the stop for the Titans.
Connor Fitz. Patrick on the stop for Lumen on the kick team. And with 5:06 to go, Penfield's going to give it another go here from their own 36. And they bring Luke Davis, their starting wide receiver. He is just a sophomore. A bulky lad at 145. And he pitches out to Hultnick. And he's dragged down. Beautiful defensive effort there for Lumen Christie's Owen Garcia.
Another good all-around athlete in the school here. Good baseball player, junior Owen Garcia.
Good read there and got right up on the corner. And knocked Hultnick down. Loss of about 3 yards. We'll call it second and 13 from the 33 of Penfield. 4.5 to go, first half, 35-6. Keegan Smith back in playing defense. He took a breather last time. And they go with that. Handoff, and they maybe got back to the initial line of scrimmage. Penfield has Bernacki Hall, 6'2", 349, out there at tackle. Think he can tackle a Big Mac, Bernacki? Third down and 10. Second back, Hultnick hitting the backfield.
Brody Dalton.
Yeah, beautiful play, Brody
and
Dalton,
probably
linebacker.
Maybe Matt Saunders over there too.
Addison has just scored an 8 spot again, 32-10 over Napoleon early second quarter, so it looks like Addison's going to roll to the Cascades title tonight. Okay, we have the second punt here for Penfield on fourth and long. Cranks it out pretty good this time. Fair catch. And, of course, Lumen drops it. And who got it? I think the Titans got it back. Just a very sloppy return scenario there for Lumen.
First down for the Titans at their own 36-yard line.
Get those out of the way this week. And those 72-yard draw plays. 35-6, Titans have it at the 36-yard line. They wouldn't score again, would they?
Awful lot of time left here in the first half.
Wilson's still in there.
Of course, they don't have another game for 2 weeks, so right. The primary objective is to get everybody out of here safely.
Throw that stop pass out here, caught. Missed a tackle, 40, 45. Out of bounds, 46-yard line.
Griffin Dancer.
Griffin Dancer is a junior.
Second down and one.
Wide receiver D-back. He picks up nine. 45-yard line. Power eye set. Connor Fitzpatrick has a first down, 50-yard line.
Nice little run by Connor Fitzpatrick off right tackle. The big offensive line still doing a great job for the Titans, as they do pretty much every evening.
Probably shouldn't see played again.
Probably not.
Tonight, but I don't run this, so we might. I don't know why you would even risk him in this debacle. First down and 51. Got about 3 yards there, Cole Simpson.
First and 51.
And we're down to 2 minutes left here in the first half. Oh, wow, rare flag. Out, and this is out in the secondary. Is that the first PIM of the night here?
Personal foul against Penfield.
Wow, Penfield. They finally make a nice defensive play, and they get a personal foul. This was away from the ball.
Give the Titans a first down.
The Titans had one earlier on a hold.
Yeah, that's right.
Over on the by the right tight end.
So I think that's just one apiece.
And a false start. Our statisticians over here to the left keeping track of you.
Great. First down, Lumen. I need help. 33-yard line. Wilson back to throw it. Lobs one down here. Beautiful pass. Saunders has it. 5 yard line. First and goal. Nice throw by Wilson.
Trap pass. The offensive lineman, Joey Papirski, pulled to his right and was able to fend off any pressure on senior quarterback Brendan Wilson. Stood in the pocket, threw a strike to Matt Saunders. Great grab by Saunders right on his hands. Puts the ball down to the Penfield 6 yard line.
Wow, Herb's even running the clock down here. Did you see that? Here's the pitch. Fitzpatrick runs for the pylon. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Fitzpatrick.
Connor Fitzpatrick, the junior running back, D-back. And nobody laid a lick on him as he scooted into around right end to the pylon, unmolested.
Always a thrill to be able to score, especially some of the kids that don't play an awful lot. Connor Fitzpatrick was able to do that tonight. Cole Simpson had the last one. It's parents' night. Grandparents are here also. Pretty good thrill.
Snap down, kick up, and good. 42-6. 1:23 to go here in the first half for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The Minuteman is Mark Konopacki. He might be lurking around here because you saw that smoke, Tom. That fog that rolled in here.
It seems to have cleared out. Boy, anything's better than what we looked at last week when you looked up into the sky right about now, just before halftime, and that rain came down. Ooh, it was cold.
Konopacki could have been clearing a sewer out there on Robinson Road. But I wouldn't bet on it. Salazar has it teed up here. We still have 1:23 left in the half. Load, very effective kick this time. It gets by the two running backs. Goes dead at the two-yard line, and then Lumen missed a couple tackles. They get out to the 15. Good play by Riley Aker.
Riley Aker on the stop for the Titans. First down, Penfield.
Not a good night in Vandy. 35-0 Hanover at the half. So it looks like both the radio games will be clock runners tonight.
Hey, Verlander's still in there. They're now in the bottom of the second. Yanks lead 4-1.
That game's on ESPN, 101.9 FM, if you want to catch that. Michigan here tomorrow with Penn State, the Saturday night tilt from Happy Valley. 8 o'clock, WKHM Jackson.
Jelani Harbor, the big tackle on the tackle for Lumen Christie, sets up second down and 8 for Penfield. Just under a minute to go in the first half. Titans lead 42-6.
You know, I said earlier he was bigger than Keegan Smith. He's not. Smith's the biggest thing out there.
He's big. How would you like to have to feed those guys?
Oh, man. Somebody take a timeout? That's insane. What? It's 42-6. Oh. Wow. County National Bank, Able Heating and Cooling, American Title Company, Northwest Community Schools, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, part of our group here. A bizarre timeout for Penfield. Why didn't they just let the clock run? Don't they want to get in the locker room here and regroup, Tom?
Well, I don't know.
There's no regrouping. No, I understand that.
I don't know Coach Mike Clothier, but I do know that these kids only get so many opportunities. You get 9 Friday nights every fall, and they're out there all July and August. Try to make the best of it.
Yeah, the one plus, they will have most of these kids back next year.
You know,
very few seniors.
You know, the
here.
Bad thing they've got? They're at Olivet Friday night.
Oh, man.
Who's 7-0.
Quarterback Peterson throws it long. Kelly had it and dropped it. Jack Kelly.
I would say he overthrew Gardner by quite a bit. Jack was back there, had both hands on it, but couldn't grab it.
Good coverage, though, on the bomb there. And 36 seconds left. Third down and 8. Peterson back in at quarterback. He throws a nice pass, but it usually doesn't go to anybody. Third down and 8. And they spread the field a bit. And Peterson, look out. He beat contain. He throws it to nobody. Right to the 40-yard line.
Pass incomplete.
Okay, it's fourth down.
It's a fourth down for Penfield.
Lumen's going to get the ball back here. They wouldn't score again, would they, Tom?
Well,
I'm just checking with you. You've seen 1,000 of these.
You know, you only have so many opportunities to do this and work on your last second offense.
Well, this is the last game they play.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But I think at the point now at 42-6, I'll bet you he takes a knee.
Here's the kick. Nobody back. And that will trickle dead at about the 48-yard line. Much better kick that time. Sean Gardner, the wide receiver kicker for Penfield. 17 seconds to go. And, yeah, Lumen is likely to take a knee here.
Yeah, I think that's very proper. If this game was maybe even 28-6, they would certainly attempt to run a two-minute offense.
Wilson takes a knee, and the two teams skate off here at halftime. 42-6. And this was a route early. Early and often. So we will have a running clock anyway to start this second half. Take a three break. We'll come back. Maybe get an update on a couple of the scores here. This week in high school sports with John Johnson, regular halftime feature, and more. We're at the half at Lumen Christi on Spring Arbor Road. Titans 42, Penfield 6 on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Welcome back to Lumen Christi. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ranchford, Jackson Radio Works Employee of the Year, Josh Ankrell, our producer here. 42-6, just a trashing here at halftime. Thank you for the Titans. A couple stats here. Walker Plate, 7 carries, 67. 2 touchdowns. Johnny Teachout, 10 carries, 42. 2 touchdowns. Connor Fitzpatrick with a touchdown. And Cole Simpson had a touchdown for Lumen. Brendan Wilson, 9 of 11, 132. So he had another strong first half. One of those incompletions was that Cole Flat drop down at about the 15-yard line.
Morgan Marshall,
Ryan Peterson, 1 of 11 for 3 yards for Penfield.
That
says it all. Tom, couple scores.
Yeah, the first one is the final score in the Interstate 8. There's a couple finals. Hastings beat Northwest 62-42. And I'm getting more information in on that Western 14-13 win at Marshall. In that game, Tyler Pape, the fine senior quarterback for Western, didn't play. So they played their JV quarterback, and Landon Raskowski played a lot of quarterback. Well, the defense was spectacular. Landon Raskowski ran the ball 45 times. And he played defense, and they were outstanding. And here's what happened at the end. It's tied at 7. Western blocked a punt with 18 seconds left. They got the ball at the 37 with no timeouts. The JV quarterback, and I had his name and I forgot it already, the JV quarterback, Nolan Wheeler, hit Landon French on a touchdown as time expired. So now it is, what is it? It's
14-7.
They had scored, so it was 13-all. Marshall was leading 13-7.
Oh,
I should say. So Marshall,
I thought
led,
you said it was 7.
It was 7-7 and a half.
Okay.
So Marshall had scored, so it's tied at 13. Western kicks the PAT. It misses, but there was a penalty.
Oh.
So they get another kick, and the ball clipped the upright and bounced in.
Wow.
For the game-winning PAT.
Love it.
And Western wraps up third place. It was 13. It was tied. Well, I missed the score. Thanks, Ben. What a great win for those kids. And provided, of course, that Coldwater holds on. Coldwater has a 14-0 lead over Harper Creek with 7 minutes to go in the first half. So if Coldwater continues that and leads, Luma Christie is going to win the league. Coldwater would finish in second. Western will be in third all by themselves. Marshall, with that loss, drops to fourth place. So what a great way, and especially without Tyler Pape, for those kids to be able to come out of that game. And we saw Marshall. They were good. They came here at the Jim Crowley Field at Luma Christie a couple of weeks ago and gave the Titans all they wanted. That's a good football team. So that's the good news. The bad news is up in Livingston County, where Jackson High got the ball on the opening kickoff, went down the field, had about an 11-minute drive. They had the ball the entire first quarter but were unable to score. And the long story short, Pinckney leads at halftime 21-0.
Oh, wow.
So both teams 5-2 going into the game. Pinckney with a 21-0 lead over Jackson High at the half. The rest of the scores, I don't have much because I was dealing with this Western Marshall score. The only other one that I have of any interest to a Luma Christie fan would be Monroe St. Mary Catholic has a very large 34-7 lead over Monroe Jefferson. And that's not even halftime yet. Monroe Catholic is right on the line between Division 6 and Division 7.
We're here at halftime. Lumen 42, Penfield 6. We'll take a break. This Week in High School Sports. We'll be back in about 8 minutes or so with the second half of the running clock as the Titans lead here by 36 points at halftime. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Our presenting sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Mark Konopacki, his fine crew. Thanks to Mark. All of our fine sponsors, Meridian Wealth Management, member of our group tonight of Michigan with Jamie Grace, Trips Auto Shop, and Collision Center with Trips Ceramic Pro. Superior Industrial Sales and Service, West End Farm to Table, of course, Luma Christie Catholic School, Elrose Steel. Part of our group tonight on WKHM 970. 101.5 FM. GOC Tom Ranchford and Josh Ankrell. We mentioned a lot of interesting games around the state. Tonight we'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. They continue to trickle in, Tom.
Yeah, I got another one just in that big Lenaway battle for first place Hillsdale. And, of course, the Lenaway does have a league game next week. Most of your leagues are off next week for a non-leaguer. But anyways, Hillsdale has a 14-0 lead over Columbia Central at the half. Let's go back right over this. At halftime, Pinckney has a 21-0 lead over Jackson High. Western came from behind and scored a touchdown with no time left and bounced the PAT in to take a 14-13 win at Marshall. Also in the Interstate 8, Hastings beat Northwest 62-42. In a halftime score, second place Coldwater has a 14-0 lead against Harper Creek at the half. And then in the Cascades, the other scores we have, Hanover Horton leads Vandercook 35-0 at the half. Grass Lake had a 13-0 lead over Manchester. My last score was the end of the first quarter. And then Addison was running away with that game at Napoleon. At last look, it was
32-10.
32-10.
And that was at the half. So it looks like Napoleon will win the Cascades in the battle for second. Both Manchester and Grass Lake are 5-1 in the league.
And Ipsy has a 41-6 lead at Adrian.
Onside kick here for Penfield, and Lumen jumps on it. And that was gobbled up by Brendan Daly, a sophomore. Just been added to the roster.
So the point differential rule is in effect now. The Titans lead 42-6 here in the second half.
Ralph Golden, Brendan Daly, Colin O'Neill have been added to the roster. And they throw it out here, Lumen, to Ethan
Trokill.
Trokill.
Ethan with a little nice grab there, gain of a couple.
T-R-O-C-H-I-L-L, senior. I don't remember calling that name, Tom, this year.
I've heard his name being talked about in practice. I come a lot in these, the backup kids do a great job getting the first team ready, and Ethan, he does a good job out here.
Pickup of three on that little stop pass. And Wilson hands it off. Fitzpatrick puts his head down, has about four to the 46-yard line. Bring up a third and three. Lumen just wants to get that clock running and never stop here. With 10 to go in the third. Titans are up 42-6 if you're just joining us. Still 4-1 in the baseball game. Yankees over the Astros in the going into the fourth inning.
Yeah, top of the fourth, a man on and nobody down. James Paxton on the hill for the Yanks.
Of course, Ratch is watching that here. Here's Fitzpatrick. Nice run by Fitzpatrick for a first down. As he juked right around Daniel Mayhew.
Nice little run by junior running back Connor Fitzpatrick.
Big boy was in on the tackle. Bernacki Hall, 6'2", 349. A growing junior at Penfield.
He is big.
Forty-one-yard line and first down for the Titans. No plate here. I don't think we'll see him again. And we have a new fullback also, and that's 40, Kevin Salazar.
Well, we saw Salazar being pretty physical when he made that touchdown-saving tackle on the kickoff back in the second quarter. Good opportunity for him to run the ball a little bit.
Eight and a half to go here in the third. Split wide right. Cooper Keene. Pitch to Fitzpatrick. Gets outside. 35-30, 25-20. He's gone! Touchdown, Titans!
Second touchdown run of the game for Connor Fitzpatrick, and that was a heck of a run off the right side. I think he may have been untouched, 39 yards for the score. It was 7:58 to go in the third quarter. It's Loma Christi 48, Battle Creek Penfield 6.
Nice run by the backup running back, Connor Fitzpatrick. And it's 48-6. I don't think Brogan wanted that, but you can't tell him not to play. Kick up. And good by Salazar, who's been perfect here. He is 7 of 7. And it's 49-6. And rough sledding for Penfield.
Of course, the running clock does stop.
It shouldn't.
On these four.
Should never stop.
Well, when
game.
You get a 50-point lead, it's not going to stop. So the point differential rule at 35, at a point of at 35 points, there's four, it's tips, timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores. When it's 50-point lead, it's going to run. It is not going to stop.
Penfield will finish 0-7 in the league. And I forgot my pocket schedule. I don't know who they're playing next week.
We talked about it a minute ago. They're at Olivet.
Olivet's
7-0.
Don't say that. They should play Adrian or something. Low squib kick. Run back to the 40. Play whistle dead there.
Well, Paxton got out of the fourth, so we head to the bottom of the fourth. The Yankees lead Houston 4-1.
Hunter Richmond, Cooper Keene were among several defenders there for Lumen on the kick team.
Keene does something good in every single game. We've been here for every home game and two of the road games, and he's done a really good job.
Penfield has the sophomore in at quarterback right now, Luke Davis. Oh, big hit, Riley Aker. Trashed Holtnick. That was a hit of the night.
Yeah, that was pretty clean, too, right? Beautiful football tackle, Riley Aker.
Shoulder to shoulder, and he lit him up good.
So Johnny Teachout comes out of the game, and he's replaced by Hunter Richmond. That'll be up front in that defensive front for the Titans.
They run a little jet sweep. They get outside for a couple, and that'll bring up a third and about six.
Got outside the freshman, Ralph Golden, who's over there on that right side. That's a mistake. You got to keep everybody in. You got to keep
contained.
Yeah, you got to keep everybody inside of you. Good experience for the freshman.
Absolutely.
You don't see this speed in the freshman JV game.
Third and about six. Try to set up a screen. It's caught by Holtnick. And Cole Simpson drags him down, but it looks like he's got a first.
Simpson and Jason Bradley on the stop. And, Greg, you know, Loma Christi doesn't have a freshman team, so they played the JVs. And how many of them are up here dressed now? Last night it was here. The JV game was played here. And Loma Christi beat Penfield 24-14.
First down, Penfield, rare. First down for them at the Lumen 48. That pass, should have been intercepted. Right into the hands of Owen Garcia and out on a deflected ball.
Might have bounced off Griffin Dancer, too.
On the pass by Luke Davis, 2nd and 10. Penfield, 5 to go, clock running here on Spring Arbor Road. Davis out of a gun. Set it up again. Little screen, incomplete. Tried the exact same play to Haltnick, who is easily their best player. And he has scored their lone touchdown here tonight. But that pass, even had it been caught, didn't have a prayer. Third and ten. OmniSource, Fuller's ChemDry, Jackson Public School, JPS, Seymour Ford Lincoln, part of our group. Double handoff, nothing doing there. Charlie Weaver.
Kevin Zalazar in on the tackle, Ralph Golden.
Well, Weaver got nailed, too.
Yeah. Well, it's so quiet in here. You can hear Coach Mike Clothier yell instructions from the other side of the field. You can hear the quarterback clap his hands, and I'm sure the people on this side of the stands can hear you loud and clear through this open window.
Oh, the quarterback almost got it. Here's a long pass, knocked away beautifully. Down at the 20-yard line. That was excellent coverage. That was Garcia again.
Owen Garcia stride for stride with that receiver down that far sideline. Ben LaFleur was bearing down on the quarterback.
Boy, a half second from just lighting up the quarterback. And that was really a good job by LaFleur not to destroy that quarterback.
Yeah, LaFleur's been pretty unsung all year, and he's done a really, really great job
solid
on
player.
That end.
Very solid player. Lumen takes over, by the way. Boy, that clock looks slow. 2:40 to go in the third. 49-6.
QB change with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Caden Bushinski steps in at QB.
Hands it off to Salazar. Salazar dragging, fighting, scraping for an extra couple yards all the way to the 46-yard line of BC Penfield. So no game for Lumen next week. Next week the selection show. Playoff matchups.
We'll have our own breakdown of that. Of course, tomorrow I'll be able to get a kind of a bigger grip on how many have qualified yet, how many are going to be needed. There's going to be almost no Class D schools available for the playoffs to get into that pool of additional qualifiers.
So that means more 5-4s, Tom.
Yeah, it means more 5-4s, and it also dilutes the line because there's no Class D schools. A lot of the C's are going to filter down into Division 8. So those lines are going to change. And as I mentioned, right on that line between 6 and 7 is Grass Lake, Ravenna, and Monroe St. Mary Catholic. And with that situation, they could very well find themselves in D7.
They being Grass Lake.
Grass Lake.
Or all of them.
Monroe St. Mary. They would break a tie if the line won, because they have exactly the same enrollment. So they would break the tie if it happened to fall there. By playoff points, and Monroe Catholic and I think it's Ravenna would have more than Grass Lake.
Lumen has a first down. And Kevin Salazar again up the middle. Showing some good tough running here, Kevin Salazar. And he picks up about four. Kevin is a senior, listed as a fullback defensive tackle.
Wow, there's a rare occurrence. Didi Gregorius got a base hit.
Baseball is available if you're in your car and you're looking for the Yankees-Astros, 101.9 FM. Salazar again, and he's down to the 33. And that will end the third quarter. That went pretty quick. Third quarter over, Lumen 49, Penfield 6. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Third down about two here for Lumen with Salazar and Fitzpatrick, the running backs. Bashinsky, the quarterback. Salazar bulls his way for a first down inside the 30-yard line to about the 28. If you want him to stop. 11:40 to go. Countdown is on here on Spring Arbor Road as the game has never been in jeopardy. Spotted the ball at the 29. So Lumen will get 2 weeks to get ready for the playoffs. And they'll get the big trophy in the interstate, if there is one, as they will finish unbeaten in first place.
No-way game against the Titans. It'll be a 5-yard mark off. First and 15.
Titans have a first and 15 now after a delay of game. Salazar running hard, and then he fumbled. He fumbled late, but I think they'll give it to Penfield.
And fumble on the play is recovered by Penfield.
But Salazar showed some good running here in the second half as a backup fullback.
Yeah, as we mentioned, he's a tough kid. I was very impressed when he made that unassisted tackle as the safety after he kicked off, and that was a touchdown-saving tackle. And, of course, he stays right here on the field as a defensive lineman. Looks like he's at the left defensive tackle.
Haltnick trapped at the sideline, and then he is drilled out of bounds.
Aker hit him first and really didn't bring him down. Cooper Keene hit him. And Riley Aker was the man that really brought him down.
Pops back up, got up slowly there. He was stunned for a second, but he's back out there. And that's a loss of two.
Pretty nice night for the end of the season here. Just one more game. We're about 44 degrees. A beautiful night at James Crowley Memorial Field tonight.
Lumen missed a tackle out on the wing, and here's a play heading down the sideline and out of bounds, but a big gainer for Penfield.
I think Owen Garcia, he missed the tackle, but he did kind of force him out along with Cole Simpson, number 14.
Really simply a play Lumen has used successfully, that quick pass, almost a stop pass, and receiver got around the corner, man, and right down the sideline to the Lumen, 47. So that was almost 25 yards. They give to Holtnick, and he grinds out a couple.
Yeah, you've got all these kids that have been pretty much substitutes on the field. It is their last game. It's their last Well, it's not their last home game because they've got more playoff points than anybody in of the Class C schools, so they're going to have home games probably through the duration of the playoffs.
Try to set that screen up again, and that was caught, but for no yardage. Just back to the line of scrimmage there.
By Seth Clothier. Cooper Keene on the coverage brings up third and seven.
Seth Clothier on the catch from Davis. Third and 7. Down the middle, caught. Nice throw. Luke Davis, good throw to Weaver.
Coverage and tackled by Griffin Dancer. 7 minutes to go in the game. Lumen Christi leads 49-6. Penfield driving. They're now down inside the 30.
Best downfield throw of the night for Penfield.
He throws a pretty nice ball.
A little sophomore. There's that double handoff.
Oh.
A great play coming up out of the secondary. Connor Fitzpatrick. Outstanding hit by number 4. That was a dandy. No gain. That looked like it might go to the house, Tom.
Yeah, great tackle. Unassisted again, Connor Fitzpatrick. Couple of touchdown runs today. Several tackles. Real nice game for the junior.
Second and 10. Scott rolling right. Throws it out here incomplete. Third down and 10. And we're down to 6 minutes left. Luke Davis out of the gun on third and 10. He stands back at the 35-yard line. Throw it out to Haltnick in the flat. And they come up and just pound him.
Cody Haltnick, pass is complete. There's a flag on the play.
It looked like a great hit. I don't know what happened over there. Hit to the head. Come on. Wow. That'll give Penfield a first down.
Of interest here, Harper Creek has scored, so with 8 minutes to go in the third, it's Coldwater 14, Harper Creek 7.
Penfield threatening to score here now after the walk-off on the hit to the head. Haltnick is hitting the backfield. Salazar is the first one there. He got a hand on him, and then several Titans in to clean that play up. Loss of 2, second and 12.
And then at last check, Jackson High was trailing 21-0 at Pinckney, and Hillsdale has just scored again. So 10 minutes to go in the game. Hillsdale 21, Columbia Central nothing.
That will drop Columbia to 4-4. Fire one out here, caught. Down to the 5-yard line. That will be just a tad short of a first down.
Sean Gardner on the grab for Penfield. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Clock runs. Lumen Christi leads 49-6.
Luke Davis, the sophomore, has done a pretty decent job since he's came in relief. And he rolls and looks, and he throws. There's a flag. I don't know if he caught it. They're calling interference in the end zone.
Yeah, I think that was 13, Sean Gardner again.
Yeah, he caught the ball, so it's a touchdown.
Yeah, and he posted up pretty good, and the Titan defensive back from behind did hit him.
So Penfield gets a late touchdown here.
Touchdown,
and it's 49-12.
So Sean Gardner on that touchdown pass of about 5 yards.
Penfield out to run a two-point play here. And they throw 4-2.
And the two-point conversion is good.
Sean Gardner got away from Fitzpatrick there, a little slant. 49-14. Titans still up by 35. And let's take a break. We'll be back in a minute here on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Tonight's game presented by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning.
Thanks to Mark and the crew at Minuteman Sewer and Drain, all of our fine sponsors here. We roll into the final 3 minutes. Titans up by 35. Quarterback is Bushinski, and he hands it off.
Salazar
grinds out about 4 or 5 yards again.
Ball and Mayhew on the stop for the Panthers.
2:45 and counting here.
Going to take as much time as possible as Coach Herb Brogan, now in his 40th year, the fourth all-time winningest coach in the state of Michigan, sends Caden Bushinski in with the call. Down to 2:30 to go in the game. Clock runs. Lumen Christi leads 49-14.
Second and five from the 17. That would be Salazar. He's out for what is looks like a first down. 24-yard line. Kevin Salazar has done some very nice inside running.
Yeah, a couple of blocks up front. Senior tackle Greg Steckschulte, a couple of those kids, again, get an opportunity to play. Got some nice yardage there. A good thrill for them and a first down. But we're down to a minute and 45 left. I've got a sneaking suspicion this will be a couple of knees. Nope, wide formation.
Salazar for a couple. And we're down to 1:15 to go. Able Heating and Cooling, County National Bank, American Title, Northwest Schools, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, West End Farm to Table, Superior Industrial Sales and Service, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Trips Auto Shop, Trips Ceramic Pro, Meridian Wealth Management, Jamie Grace, Elrose Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, and Fuller's ChemDry. With us here as we roll into the final 30 seconds, Bushinski will just take a knee, and that should be the football game. And the Titans will finish their regular season at 8-0, and they have accumulated as many playoff points as Muskegon.
Well, they're not going to add many today because
no.
Penfield just has the one win, and Muskegon, if they beat, they play Mona Shores, who are 7-0, so that's going to change. But the worry isn't there. The point is that they have an awful lot of playoff points, and that's going to take a hit this week when they average them out. It's probably not going to take too bad of a hit because they don't play that eighth game. But what all we're worried about is to make sure that they've got enough to play the pre-district here, the district here, and then you keep winning, you play that regional here so that we don't have to go out onto the road. The semifinal, of course, would be at a neutral site. And then, well, we're not that far away from it where the state final would be at Ford Field again.
49-14, 1 minute break. We'll come back and wrap it up on WKHM.
Back to high school football on WKHM. Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Lumen Christi, Titans roll to their eighth win. Let's grab a couple scores before we take off here. And our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game coming up.
I really don't have too many in. The Jackson High score at the last time we looked was Pinckney 21, Jackson nothing. That was a halftime score. And then also in the SEC White, Ipsy had a 41-6 lead over Adrian. The other games in the Interstate 8, Harper Creek has scored in the third to make it Coldwater 14, Harper Creek 7. With a win, Coldwater would wrap up second place in the league by themselves. Western wrapped up third place in the league with a, and they could be second if Coldwater gets beat. Western came from behind, scored a touchdown with no time left, kicked the PAT, and beat Marshall, Western 14, Marshall 13. A heck of a job by Landon Raskowski and the sophomore quarterback who had to play because Tyler Pape was unable to play tonight. And Western comes out of there with a 14-13 win. Hastings beat Northwest 62-42. In the Lenawee, we're late in the game now. Hillsdale had a 21-0 lead over Columbia Central. Hanover Horton had a huge 35-0 lead over Vandercook in the Cascades. Addison was running up a 32-10 lead over Napoleon at our last check. 40-10. It's now 40-10 Addison over Napoleon. So Addison will wrap up undisputed winner in the Cascades, and it looks like they will play next Saturday afternoon against the Reading Rangers.
Tom, 49-0 Hanover Horton.
And then the other one, and I don't have a score since the first quarter on this, but Grass Lake had a 13-0 lead over Manchester.
Our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game, we're going with Johnny Teachout. Fine fullback and defensive lineman this year, hardworking player for the Titans. Johnny Teachout, our Fuller's Chem Dry player of the game tonight for Lumen. And the Titans have some time off as they get set for the playoffs in 2 weeks. No game next week for Lumen Christi. Again, the final is 49-14 here at on Spring Arbor Road. And the Titans finish at 8-0 for Tom Ranchford, Josh Hankrell, Mark Konopacki. All of our fine sponsors, GOC, thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, County National Bank, Alroe Steel, Seymour Ford Lincoln, Jackson Public Schools, Meridian Wealth Management of Michigan, Able Heating and Cooling, Northwest Community Schools, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, and Fuller's Chem Dry with our player of the game.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.